And now the next part is about times of the day. Yeah, that's what it's about, times of the day. What would you say to somebody in the early part of the day as a greeting?
Good morning.
And how long would you say that?
What do you...
I mean, up until what time?
Till the afternoon.
Okay, then what would you say?
Good evening.
When would you say good evening?
At night.
Well, when is night and when is afternoon and all that?
Oh, you mean...
Morning is until when?
Until 12.
And so...
And then 12 to 6 is the afternoon, and then 6 to... You know.
6 till what? Is?
To midnight, and then... And then one till...
What do you say when you're leaving somebody after dark?
Good night.
Would you ever say good night when you're meeting somebody?
No.
Okay. Do you ever... Well, what would you say if you were leaving somebody just any time of the day?
Goodbye.
Anything else?
Bye. I don't know.
Would you ever say good day?
No.
Okay. I don't. And if you had to get up very early and it was still dark outside, you say, I had to get up before...
Before dawn, I guess.
What's another way of saying that? Before?
Daylight.
Or? A form with the word sun in it. Up before?
Sunrise.
Okay, and then if you had to work late, you had to work until?
Dark.
And a way with sun in it until?
Sunset.
Okay, and if you saw the sun come up, you would say, I saw the sun.
Rise.
And yesterday the sun?
Set.
Using the same word.
Sunset.
In a different tense, using rise in another form.
Oh.
Yesterday the sun.
Rose.
And it has.
Risen.
Okay. Today is Thursday, therefore Wednesday was.
Yesterday.
And Friday will be.
Tomorrow.
Okay. If somebody came to see you, not last Sunday, but the Sunday previous to that one, what would you say that was? He came to see me.
I don't know.
Sunday before last?
Yeah, that's
Sunday,
what I would say.
Sunday a week ago, or Sunday 2 weeks ago?
The Sunday before last Sunday.
All right. Well, suppose he's not coming this Sunday, but he's coming the Sunday following that. What would you say?
The Sunday after next Sunday.
Okay, good. And if somebody came to see you and stayed from the 1st of the month till the 15th of the month, about how long would you say that is?
About half a month.
Do you ever say fortnight? Ever hear anybody say that?
No.
Okay. Then, if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And he'd look at his
watch.
And if it were midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, he'd say it was what time?
7:30.
Is there another way to say that?
Half past 7.
Okay. Would you ever say that?
No.
Suppose it's 15 minutes later than 10:30. It's what time?
8:45. 10:40.
Is there another way to say that?
Quarter till 11.
Okay, good. Would you say that, Eva?
Yes.
And if something happened, if you'd been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite a...
while.
Mm-hmm. And if 1979 was last year, so 1980 is...
this year.
Okay. And if a child just had his third birthday, he's how old?
3 years old.
Good. And if something happened on exactly this date last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
a year ago today.
And now the next part's on the weather. If you look up in the sky and it might rain, you say, I don't like the looks of those black...
clouds.
But on a day like today, when there are hardly any clouds and the sun is shining, it's what kind of day?
Sunny day.
Anything else?
Clear day, pleasant day.
Yeah, all those are fine. What about the opposite kind of day when it's really cold and gloomy and...
miserable day.
Anything else?
Bad day.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it has been sunny, but then the clouds start to come in, it starts to get cold. You'd say the weather is doing what?
It's changing.